T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, we're back. Markson Reese says we are about 30 minutes from the trade deadline to discuss his former Phil's GM, now a member of their broadcast team. And, of course, you hear him here right here on 94 WIP. Ruben Amaro Jr., what's up, Rube?
What's happening, guys? What's happening?
Well, and I'm getting some feedback there, Jack, if you could just bring him down. So your reaction, Kyle Gibson. They got Ian Kennedy. He'll be their closer, I guess, or at least will be one of the guys they'll consider closing. Kyle Gibson will be a starter. They gave up Spencer Howard and some other minor leaguers. I don't know who that is yet, but your reaction to the trade?
Well, I was not surprised at all. Dave Dombrowski made a move. I mean, that's what he does, and I think he feels like they still have a chance to win the division. So, and they addressed a couple of the areas they absolutely needed to address, which was pitching and starting pitching for one, and obviously adding a bullpen piece as well. And frankly, I'm not sure what they're going to do with Ranger Suarez, but it also gives them an opportunity to either keep him in the bullpen and keep it bolstered, or perhaps slide him into the rotation.
Rube, there are some people who are upset with this trade because they feel the organization gave up on Spencer Howard too quick. I mean, from the outside looking in, when you're watching Spencer Howard, how do you weigh in, all right, we've spent enough time, it's not going to happen, we can get something in return for him? How do you weigh all those options?
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult circumstance, but you know, Spencer Howard, I mean, he could end up becoming a very good major league pitcher. That said, he has not proven up until this point that he is able to sustain what is necessary to be a major league starting pitcher. It's going to take some time for him to get there. He's not stretched out. He hasn't been stretched out. There's a reason why he can't get past, you know, 3, 4, 5 innings. And I think that they, if in fact this is a done deal, I'm sure that they felt like they would rather go with proven commodities, and they got two of them in this deal, and it makes some sense.
Ruben, what's the final half hour as we sit here at 3:31? What's it like the last half hour in a GM's chair? What's Dave Dombrowski doing right now?
Well, there's one of two things that are happening. You're either, one, dotting the I's and crossing the T's on the deal that you made, or you are still kind of waiting and seeing if some of the other things and the balls that you threw up in the air, whether they'll come down or somebody will grab them. So Dave Dombrowski may not be done. You may see some deals announced afterwards, the deadline, just because they have to get approval. They have to be in, I guess, via email or what have you, through their major league system. But they certainly have to wait for some approval from Major League Baseball and their offices. And so you may see some things trickle in, but I think by and large, if David and his group feels like they're good to go and this is the deal that they made, I mean, they're probably just kicking back right now, unless Dave is still trying to work on some other things.
Rube, with the time that's left, and you know, now they added a starter, they added a closer, would you think they're potentially looking to add a position player?
I mean, it's pretty obvious that the offense has not done what you would think this offense would have done. Obviously, Alec Bohm swinging the bat not as well as they thought he would. Didi Gregorius has not really swung the bat all that well, and defensively, he has struggled. you would think, and, you know, in center field, you really don't have a bona fide center fielder. So there's some areas certainly to improve upon. I would think that, you know, knowing Dave Dombrowski, I'm sure he kicked the tires on a lot of different things. But, you know, again, trades are not easy. And you're not talking about a ton of assets that the Phillies have to move. And I don't think they want to move assets from their major league team to add to their major league team. So I think he's looking to add, not to just, you know, not to stay stable. So there's areas of, you know, for improvement. And I think ultimately it's going to be the players. They're going to have to play. They got to play, and they got to play a championship caliber baseball. And you can add, you know, Mike Trout, and you can add Joe DiMaggio, and you can add a whole slew of guys. But if they don't play, and they don't play to their abilities, then, you know, they're not going to be able to get to where they need to go.
Kevin Gowdy, who was a former second-round draft pick the same year as Mickey Moniak, he's a part of the package going to Texas, as well as another minor leaguer. Ruben, is it commonplace when you were the Phillies GM that it's 350 and you're still take fielding phone calls and text messaging and everything like that? Or by this point, you pretty much have an idea whether something's going to get done or not?
No, I think it's different every year. It depends on the kind of conversations that you've had. Like I said, if you have some proposals out there still and you feel like there's other ways to improve the club, I mean, you're going to keep trying to pound it all the way through. And in a lot of ways, and a lot of times, you're just kind of waiting for the other team to say yes or no, as the case may be, and going from there. And it kind of depends on, you know, whether Dave is still, you know, working on these things or whether they're, you know, satisfied with the two pieces that they've gotten or proposed to have gotten.
Ruben, when you're looking at this team now, whether they add another piece or not, moving forward, they are right down the line mediocre. They are a 500 team, but they're coming off that tremendous comeback win over the Nationals yesterday. It's fans want to buy in. They want to find a way to buy in and think they may string together, you know, multiple series wins in a row. I mean, you've been the general manager and played for many teams. Is there anything you're seeing that would does a win like yesterday – can that springboard a team into a nice win streak?
I think we've seen a couple of these wins happen, and we asked ourselves, okay, is this the win? Is this the one that takes us to the next level? Is this the one that gets us on the streak? And so far, not one of them has. Yeah. Maybe for just spurts. Again, it's about their consistent inconsistency defensively and pitching-wise that does not have me necessarily buying in. What does make me buy in is the fact that the rest of the league stinks. And the fact that the Mets have just not played well, you know, they just haven't played well. You would think that with the people that they have, and I think it looks like they've added some more talent.
Yep.
You would think that the talent that they have, that they would be running away with this. But I just think that they have issues with their own cultural level. They don't have a ton of winners on that team either. I mean, they don't have a whole lot of players who have actually won anything. So when you don't have a lot of guys and personnel that have actually won, it's hard to win. And so that's what you're seeing. I think that's why, for me, the Atlanta Braves remains a team that's going to be dangerous, because even though they're really have been struck with issues with their injury list, they still have won, and they know how to win and have done it.
Yep. Ruben, appreciate it, man. Thanks for hopping on.
You got it. Anytime.
There's Ruben Amaro Jr.
Like, I see a lot of the, you know, everybody's screaming for the Phillies to make trades, and they just made one, and sent Spencer Howard elsewhere, and they're furious that they traded Spencer Howard. You're thinking the move they made was only for the short term, and that's what everybody was asking for. Everybody wants them to buy, but they don't want to have to give up anything in order to do it.
John, you're right, but it's not like it's the organization that has to do it. And if I believed in Spencer Howard even a little bit, I'd say it was stupid. But I don't.
If this was a year ago, maybe it would have been an absurd trade.
He's went from a top 50 prospect to being a guy who has fallen so far out of favor that he was the piece they were going to move.
Yeah.
pretty quickly. I mean, it was easy to see.
It says more about
how Howard,
about Spencer Howard than it does the Phillies.
Yeah, and I think the Rangers look at it and say they're like, all right, like they, you know, we're not going anywhere. We're trading a reliever on the final year of his deal, and then like, all right, we have this value in a controllable year of a starting pitcher. But you know, this isn't I'm not excited about this move.
No,
this isn't where I'm like, oh man, I can't wait for the Phillies to can't wait for 7 o'clock tonight. They got a
but I will say
Ian
this
Kennedy and a guy I can't even remember the name of.
But I
Rogers Kenny Rogers
same but different. But I will say this: it's not like rearranging the deck chairs. It is an improvement.
Yes,
I mean it may have a somewhat of a busted leg or one of the arms you can't lean on properly, but it's an upgrade over the furniture that was there.
You're a better team today, providing Gibson doesn't come in and continue what he's done. How many last starts, Jack?
Last 23 innings. So.
Last 23 innings, which is probably four, five starts.
Yeah, probably three or four starts.
Awesome. Awesome. Just the time to get him when he sucks.
It feels like, and listen, I'm fine giving up Spencer Howard. It just feels like this is not, like I would have shotten higher than
like
Kyle
Gibson. If you traded Spencer Howard and somebody else for Chris Bryant. Or Spencer Howard because Chris Bryant's in final year of a contract, right? Like then at least there's some sizzle to the trade. Be like, yeah, like Chris Bryant's
a
reason to go to the ballpark.
It's a name.
Chris Bryant's a reason to tune in. Like Kenny Rogers, Kyle Gibson, whoever this guy is.
Kenny Rogers.
When I think of
Kyle
a Ranger,
Gibson.
When I think of a Rangers pitcher, I think of Kenny Rogers
sure.
for some reason. But Kyle Gibson is like he's
I like their chicken fingers too. They were good.
They weren't bad.
That was Roy Rogers. Never mind.
That was Roy Rogers. Yes, there's the cornflake breading for it.
It was very good.
Kyle Gibson's 33 years old. Just turned 33. Under
how
contract
old is,
for next year.
How old is Ian Kennedy?
35?
36.
36.
Yeah, he's a bit long in the tooth.
Yeah, well, I remember he came up with the Yankees. I thought this was a different Ian Kennedy. I had to recheck. So I was like, this isn't the same Ian Kennedy that pitched.
Like, I'll fit right in. There's a lot of broken down players on this team.
All right, today's show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's because we're broadcasting live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. They're hiring at all locations, full and part-time. Click chickiesandpete's.com. The trade deadline is coming up in 20 minutes. All right, John Fritz, Jack Fritz, final prediction. Anything else happening or is this it?
I think there'll be another trade. I do. I have faith in Dombrowski for one more move. One more move.
Major move?
Also, are we ever going to have a young move? Are we ever going to have a young player just, show up and
develop?
Be good?
Yeah. No.
In any sport?
No.
Well, you are asking for a lot.
I know. We've traded Spencer Howard, we traded Nolan Patrick, we traded Wentz, we're going to trade Ben Simmons, like anyone
Markel
else.
Fultz.
Markel Fultz. Like it's just
Ben
insane.
Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they don't develop. It must be us. It's us, Philadelphia.
WIP's fault, yeah.
Ran another player out of town, John Johnson. You've been a part of this machine longer than me. I blame you.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, how about they just sucked?
All right, 20. That's actually what the actual case is. 19 minutes to the trade deadline. Another move, John? Yes or no?
Yes. No. Yeah. There will be one more move. I'm expecting one more move for a position player.
My prediction's pain. There's no more moves.
Well, you could have said that about any one of the number of games left. 58 games left. Every one of them is going to be pain. Even when they're leading by 10 runs, there's somehow pains associated.
Mistake trading Spencer Howard. 215-592-9494. I would assume most people would say no because they can't stand him. Let's go to Gary in East Norriton. Gary, go ahead.
I absolutely would say no. I mean, I go to a lot of ball games. If Moore or Anderson or if Velasquez or Howard is pitching, I'm not going. I'm thrilled to death they got rid of him. This guy has been babied since day one. Yeah. And in the end, he can't go in past the fourth inning. By the way, if you look at Gibson, he has played for less than mediocre teams and has really helped fairly well. As far as the fourth starter, he is a giant improvement of what we had. Kennedy in the back of the bullpen to me looks good. Suarez, he now goes, as far as I'm concerned, he's now your fifth starter or your fourth starter, depending upon how you want to slot it. Now, if they can just get rid of Herrera, Gregorius, that would be nice, and Moore and Anderson, that would be beautiful. But I think you're right. I think there's going to be one more trade, and I'm just hoping to see Kyle come our way.
All right.
Well, Gary did say something it was so true. They have pampered Spencer Howard. They pampered him for far too long. Anytime Spencer Howard would underperform or he couldn't go the second time around in the order, he always had an excuse as opposed to, listen, it's on me, I got to get better, something along those lines. It was always, well, you had me run out that run the baseline, I couldn't get my heart rate then. It was always some nonsensical excuse.
He's a quick excuse guy.
I don't care for that. I mean, that shows a guy that rather than focus on what went wrong and how to correct it, would rather point the finger at other issues.
By the way, according to Jason Stark, real quick, the Rangers are also sending $4 million in the deal, so the Phillies remain safely under the luxury tax threshold.
And Hans Krauss, I saw.
Yes.
Hans!
Is that a condiment?
It is not. It's a it is a 22-year-old former second-round draft pick who at Double-A this season for the Rangers was 3-2 with a 3.35 ERA.
Hmm.
Kind of looks like JoJo Romero if you look at the picture.
He does. That's a burly mustache.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a thick mustache.
Right-hander, 6'4", 180. So they did get a pitching prospect in return. So there you go. How about Carter Hart as a guy that's being developed here, young player being developed, Jack Fritz? Oh, that's right.
Everything's
he sucked
fine
last
there.
Year.
Yep.
Yeah, he sucked. There was no positive there. There's no concern that he can't rebound and be the franchise goaltender now.
Oh, man. All right, Chris in Plymouth. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, I've got a deal for you.
Yeah.
Gregorius and Girardi for a bucket of used baseballs, and it doesn't have to be full.
Wow.
I wonder if that would be an upgrade.
I would at least need a player back in return with the baseballs, Chris.
Hey, we'll move Torres to shortstop. We'll put Homer Miller at third, and it would be an upgrade over what we've got now.
Well, you know, the team, and I think this goes for Bowman and Didi, the team's better with Torres on the field. Whether he's playing third, and Bohm's had his moments. Didi really hasn't. So, what you're saying is not necessarily wrong with Didi.
I don't know what happened to Didi Gregorius. When they initially brought him on board, I was happy. I'm like, all right. He's a consistent shortstop. He's not, in that over-the-top, all-star shortstop, but he's legit. I don't know. He fell off a cliff. Like, he forgot how to play the position. And then he's become so streaky at the plate that he's become a liability out there. Thank goodness they have Ronald Torres. He's been the MVP. You can throw him anywhere.
You can. There you go. Let's go to Jeff in Douglasville. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, bud.
Hey, John. Honestly, I was a little upset about the last call, but... It's all right. I'll let it slide.
All right.
I have confirmation. Well, I believe confirmation that Ben Simmons listens to 94.1.
Okay. Sounds like a bad punchline coming. Go ahead.
What was that?
Sounds like a bad punchline is coming. Let's hear it.
No. So, if you look at his story, just recently on Instagram, he's making a joke about you guys talking about him being in the pool.
Really?
Yes. If
he
you
is.
Look in his story, he has a video, and he's laughing with his buddy, and he says, let's go get back in the pool. Let's get in the pool. And he's in the gym.
Oh.
I think this is a deep message that he's trying
to send. So it was 3 hours ago, which we weren't on the air 3 hours ago, unless the midday show was making fun of Ben. I mean, I like where you're going there. But if he finds it humorous that people are worried about him in the pool, let me just tell you something. About Ben Simmons, all right? Like, just the fact that he finds it necessary to put pictures on Instagram story of what he's doing. And I get it. These athletes, they put it on there so the fans know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice, something that he never does is actually, you never see a video of him shooting 100 free throws or, standing at three different spots on the court.
No, they're compilation videos that are doctored,
Or he's sitting on the training table at the, at the gym.
Sure. Well, Ben is... has always been very Hollywood. I mean, everything has to be shown in a certain light. You know, it has to be his way, under, his control. And that's been one of the issues that they've always faced with Ben as a 76er. And this, it drives me nuts when I see these stupid videos of him in his pool in his $17 million mansion. It's ridiculous. When you have your agent and your general manager saying, we're going to get you traded, let's just, we'll find the right partner and we'll get this done. The only thing he should be posting is videos of him shooting the basketball or the pictures of a net. Hey, I'm working hard. Something, even if he doesn't mean it, in order to, further sway organizations. Oh, this guy's finally got it. We want to bring him on board. We'll pay whatever it is to get him on our team. Instead, he's posting these stupid pictures and videos sitting in his pool. The optics are horrible. You can't do that.
Yeah, he's going to do it. So we have more breaking news here, John Johnson.
Ooh.
And it involves...
Breaking news.
Carson Wentz. You may have heard that he injured his foot, was not at practice today. Per Michael Silver of the NFL Network says the following. I'm told that Wentz's foot injury involves a bone and a ligament. Colts had been hoping for better news and are bracing for possible surgery.
Ooh, no way. What was the percentage he had to play to get that
75?
75%.
Now, this follows other tweets that were put out by Rap Sheet and I think Garofalo that said that, like, so Rap Sheet said all options are on the table, including a minor surgical procedure. The hope is to avoid it, but it's possible. Either way, if Carson Wentz misses games, it's not likely to be many.
Well, they're, what, 6 weeks out from the regular season still. So if they act on it soon, I don't even know what the timeline is for something like that. We don't even know specifically what it is other than you ligament and bone. It's still so vague. Boy, man.
Yeah, it's not good. That's not good for Carson Wentz. I mean, I don't think this is something where he's going to miss the season. But, you know, Rap Sheet, as usual, takes whatever the hell the team says to him.
Yeah.
Including minor surgical procedure.
Either way, let's say he has to get a small procedure, and he can't play until the regular season. He's going to suck. He's going to, I mean, just, you know, going from, you know, no warm up to straight into a game, no, with a brand new team. He's, and I'll be, you know, I'll be laughing it all the way as long as he plays 75% of the snaps. That's interesting. I'll have to see what happens with that bone and ligament, huh?
Yep. Yep. It involves both. And when they talk about surgery. And they say, well, it's on the table. Yeah, I bet it's on the table. As in, he's going to be on the table soon having that surgery done.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to hear about Joel Embiid's surgery.
The Sixers didn't want to talk about it.
No, we don't want. You know why? Because it didn't happen. Because it didn't happen yet. Otherwise, you say it's done and over with. It didn't happen. He's got to get together with the player and get it done. The season ended, what, 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, 6 months ago?
Yeah, but, I mean, if he's got stuff going on, like vacations
or whatever. He was in Margate.
Yeah.
He was in Margate, walking up and down Margate with a messed up MCL. I was like, what, are you kidding me? Get it done and over with.
All right, Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit my gym, my friend Jim at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Support the home team. You will not regret it. Visit marks-jewelers.com. You can schedule an appointment with a diamond expert. The trade deadline's coming up here in 10 minutes. Will the Phillies do something else? Things are hot and heavy. We're all over it. Don't miss it. That is coming up right after this. Trade deadline comes up next. Marks and Reese, we're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. Are you happy with the way your hair looks? You know, you look in the mirror. Are you thin? Are you styling it differently? Are you purchasing over-the-counter products at the store? Are you getting, I'm not even going to mention the names because I can't, that's supposed to regrow your hair or stop the hair loss, right? Maybe you're taking prescription medication. There's a lot of things you can do out there to try to stop your hair loss or regrow your hair. None of them worked for me. I haven't worked for anybody else. You're wearing your baseball hat a little bit more than usual. Well, go to Dr. Glatt, get the hair restoration procedure like I did, and no one will ever know you didn't have your hair. They'll just know your hair looks great. And Dr. Glatt and his hair team, they're the experts in the Philadelphia area. Most experience and most success, over 20 years of experience in hair restoration. And that matters when you're getting something like this done. So get with Dr. Glatt, get with the hair team, check out the website, drglatt.com, drglat.com. See my before and after pictures, or give Dr. Glatt a call today, 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000, or visit them, drglatt.com. All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, John Johnson in for Ike today. MLB trade deadline coming up in 2 minutes. Any other trades coming down, we'll let you know in 1 second. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The best in-game experience is, of course, at Chickies and Pete's. That's before the game, during the game, and after the game. Click ChickiesandPete's.com for details. As I see, Chris Bryant traded John Johnson to...
Where? Where?
San Francisco Giants.
Love it.
No.
Love it.
Yeah, not the
not
Gabe?
The Phillies.
Yep.
I would love for my hand to sting tonight. That would be great.
That awkward individual.
I just got to ask you, though, is, you know, the Giants are now 26 games over 500.
Yeah.
Is Gabe still the problem here in Philadelphia? Are we sure that was the reason why the Phillies aren't winning games? I just have to check.
Listen, there are some times where guys have a bad tenure first go around and then realize what they did wrong and correct that. That's the only thing I can go by with Gabe, because he was horrible.
Well, he was the same thing that this Phillies did. This Phillies are 51-51. Gabe Kapler, wasn't he two games under 500?
He was under 500, yeah.
Two games under.
Yeah.
This team is exactly what those teams were, but it was always Gabe Kapler.
Joe Girardi,
and no one wants to hear that.
Well, Joe Girardi's not exactly the upgrade we were hoping for either.
He's done better recently. He's been better recently.
He hasn't been put in the situation to lose it for him.
Well, that's true. All right, Jack. We have 1 minute to the trade deadline. I guess that moves can be made.
Yeah, well, yeah. Stuff can come in, obviously, after the trade deadline.
Right, right. So, we really, it's kind of like the 10 or 15 minutes after the trade deadline.
But right.
Jim Salisbury had tweeted out that there are irons in the fire.
Yes.
And he said this 10 minutes till deadline, Philly still have irons in the fire. So there you go. It's 4 o'clock on the dot, and we are waiting to see if any other trades have come down.
So the Mets trade for Javi Baez, and the Phillies trade for Kyle Gibson and Ian Kennedy. That's the big news from the day, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the big news. And hardly the splash trade that a lot of people were hoping for. I was not expecting a splash trade. They said, hey, listen, we need money too. So we could have they got the players, but they also gave up better prospects and getting $4 million back from the Rangers.
That was a little disappointing when you find out that they had to get $4 million back because they wanted to stay under the luxury tax threshold. They clearly prioritized the money. Well, they probably prioritized that more than anything else. So they have a small upgrade, but they wanted to make sure they got money to stay under. That's a bit of a bummer. That kind of makes me think maybe something else won't happen because they're right up against it.
Breaking news.
Come on, Jack. Come on, Jack.
Per John Heyman, Freddie Galvis goes back to the Phillies.
No way. Freddie, get out of here. I love Freddie.
What position?
I don't know. Are you going to give him a standing ovation?
They need Freddie Galvis for what? Yeah, you have Correa, who's a backup.
Hold on a minute.
Starting shortstop?
Oh, I'm not going to let you... I'm not going to let you throw his name in the dirt.
Freddie Galvis.
You or Fritz back there.
No,
he was the worst. All you sports writers. Oh, he worked so hard. Oh.
Let me just tell you how much I enjoyed covering Freddie Galvis during his
tenure. Here it is. Here's the sports writer. Tell me more.
He was the one guy who cared in a clubhouse of guys who just saw it as a 9-to-5 gig.
And that's why everybody liked him, because he genuinely cared and was good to you guys.
He would hold himself. He would hold himself accountable. He would speak out when he needed to speak out.
And of the 500,000 people out there listening, you're the only one that can say that he was that.
No,
so
I'm speaking out against you and Fritz.
I'm pro Galvis.
All right.
I gave him a standing ovation when he returned with the Padres, I guess.
Praise good guy.
Whatever it was. I gave him a standing ovation and people made fun of me.
And he's a good defender.
Yeah, I mean,
very good defender.
I mean, if you're – so what does this mean? D's being benched or
– Yeah, I don't know.
When he's playing like hot garbage, it's easy to go to Freddie now.
I mean, Tereus was
– Well, you still got Tereus. You got two options now.
So is this it? I mean, because Galvis
is that their big move?
Galvis, I'm assuming, doesn't have any more time left on his contract.
No, he's been signing 1 year deals.
Yeah, he's been signing 1 year deals. So, I mean, this is just kind of, you know, for the rest of the season, and you're giving a C-minus level prospect away to get him. So, Chris Bryant goes to the Giants, and the Phillies get Freddie Galvis.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Yeah. All right.
The sports writers are so excited that Freddie Galvis is back.
I can't wait to see Freddie again.
Awesome. 215-592-9494. Give us your reaction. Now, we do have to say this, John. Moves still could be happening that were consummated at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
Or if they say, hey, we need a couple more minutes. We're trying to work on this right now. Things could happen here in the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Absolutely, they could, yes.
Seems like that the Phillies are done, though. Something could happen, but at this point, I'm going to say that outside of something else happening, the Phillies are done.
How about if this is all there is and they're done making moves? It's Freddie Galvis. A starter and a closer. It's
Thumbs
costing
down.
Them very little. And
Thumbs
for
down.
Those who wanted to sell, this is your next best option
it's
here.
Not, but,
you
but
didn't
see,
go all in. You didn't trade whatever was left for the hopes of, you know, of what reality is nothing.
But it's not costing you little.
What's a lot?
Spencer Howard was one of your best trade commodities that you had in the entire organization.
They screwed the kid up.
There was no fixing
him here. There was no fixing him here.
You might be right, but
you broke the toy, and then you sold the broken toy to somebody else.
To watch other teams around baseball make more impactful moves, to get Kyle Gibson, to get Ian Kennedy, and to get Freddie Galvis is disappointing. It's a bit of a buzzkill. It is.
I'm glad Freddie's back.
Bit of a buzzkill. Jack Fritz, bit of a buzzkill?
Yes, it's a bit of a buzzkill. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you got to get more than that for Spencer Howard. Sorry. Right, I don't care about Spencer Howard. I mean, you're going to trade him, you're going to trade him. You have to get more than that. Kyle Gibson better come in here and pitch, John Johnson.
Well, he's going to. He's going to be your fourth or fifth
star.
Well, he's taking the spot for Spencer Howard. He's your starter now.
All right, reaction. Unless something else happens, trade deadline is come and gone. Philly's got Freddie Galvis back. Whoopty damn do.
Freddie.
Want to play Celebration?
So hold on. You have Segura. Yeah. Freddie Galvis is back. You have Segura. You have Torreyes. You have Didi.
Mm-hmm.
You have Bohm. Who am I missing here?
You like watching Didi out there, shortstop? Think he's doing a suitable job?
They're paying him $14 million.
Wait, they're going to bench him for Freddie Galvis?
Well,
$14 million?
Give him a couple more days off, you know.
Oh, awesome.
Freddie Galvis is also hurt, by the way. So.
You don't have to mention that.
Oh, awesome. How about this? He's brought to be a leader in the clubhouse.
He will help.
Matt Bristol. Matt, what's your reaction?
First off, I'm very happy, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you guys are way overvaluing. I mean, Spencer Howard has shown tendencies of being weak-minded. He's a starter that can't go past three innings. He makes excuses. Mm-hmm. I mean, going into this, I was hoping they would get something, but we all know their minor leagues system is garbage. They actually acquired two good pitchers. I don't care if they're old, because this team is only 3.5 out. They acquired a starter and a closer, a legitimate closer and a starter.
Tell them,
Matt. They even got a freaking a left-handed reliever in the minors swaps, which I think they're going to bring him right in. So
how come Pirates, who suck, didn't bring him up to the majors?
Because, listen, you know what? To me, that doesn't matter because – you know, maybe they didn't want to – it's all about money these days.
Maybe they didn't want good pitchers up in the majors?
No, because it could have been something to do with, you know, time in the league. You know how the Phillies are. The Phillies do that all the time. They keep players in the minor league system so they don't have to pay them, so they don't acquire their major leagues, you know.
Yeah, but see, here's why you like the trades, because you wanted Spencer Howard out of here. You didn't really care what it was for.
Yeah, it was addition by subtraction. You got legit starter in return.
I look at prospects for what they are, because Don Brown, everybody, you know, half a season, oh, Don Brown, he's untouchable. I remember all that. They're prospects. These two guys are major league players who are going to come in here and help this team win games now. And Fred, you guys just said a minute ago you wanted a position player. You get a defensive replacement in Freddie Galvis who can play the field on a horrible defensive team, and you guys aren't happy with that either? What do you think Dombrowski was going to be able to get with this bag of baseballs he's got to trade?
More of an impact.
Well, I'm amazed. I'm amazed he got this kind of impact. I'm amazed.
Yeah. I mean, Matt, you may not think highly of Spencer Howard, and frankly, I'm not sure I do either. But
were they ever going to salvage him here in your mind?
But like Jack's point is that
we wait 2 to 3 more years and hope he's a starter or a long-term reliever,
or you go into the offseason with eyes of making a move and using Spencer Howard as a trade piece.
Like they just did?
You have to say that you're okay with getting what they got in return. And I guess you are.
Right, and but you guys are assuming that he's going to correct himself in 58 games.
No, that's not what we're saying at all.
To have value.
What we're saying is that rather than trade for a guy like Kyle Gibson, who hasn't been good recently and hasn't been good in his career, and put together a good half season, and he's under contract for next year, you try to use his value that he has to get another player in the offseason. This isn't about Spencer Howard. This is about using Spencer Howard's value to get something else.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. You're a better team with Kyle Gibson? Yeah, I mean, I guess. They needed a starter.
Only 3.5 back.
They got a starter.
But they got a starter. They got a closer. And Ranger Suarez.
But trading
Spencer
Howard in this move is not going to put them over the top. Like Kyle Gibson and Ian Kennedy are not putting this team any closer. But trading for an actually really good starter and a part of the bigger package would actually be more impactful, not trying to stay under the luxury tax.
Well, how about this, though, Jack? With the trade that they did make, do you think they win a handful of more games than before?
I mean,
versus before. Do they win a handful more games now?
Do I think that they're going to be
versus having Spencer Howard and forcing Ranger Suarez into that position?
To answer your question,
do
I think that the Phillies are going to be any different than a 500 team after 162 games? The answer is no. The answer is no.
Well, like Ruben Amaro said, you could have had Mike Trout, and odds are they're going to be the same team.
But it
gives me hope.
Ryan in Harleysville. Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, man. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Ryan. How are you, bud?
Doing really well. So I was just wondering, like, do you guys draw any similarities to this team and the 2012 to 2013 team where it's just aging veterans and you just don't really have anything there? And it's
you know what I compare them to is 2005, 2004, 2003, the Ed Wade, Larry Boa Phillies that had talent. It was older talent. They were good but not great. They would win 84, 85 wins.
It's just not fair. Like, so why are we upset about not trading for anything? Like, we really have to build our farm system. Like, one extra player would have done nothing. I'm actually upset that we even traded Spencer Howard because he seems like a bright spot.
Well, he was a bright spot before he was called up and before they ruined it by making him a starter, then a reliever, then a starter again, and saying, well, we're not letting you go through the rotation more than once. The organization messed him all up. But I can't, like, I can't look at the 2003 Phillies to make that comparison. I can't look at 2012-13 because that was Ruben Amar trying to hold on to one more year. Maybe we can get, you know, this World Series core to win one more time. There's nothing with this team. It's a majority who are mercenaries who sign contracts. You have very little guys brought, next to none, brought up through the system. This organization's in complete disarray. That's why I'm okay with the move that they made, because there's nothing down the pipeline right now other than let's try a handful of more times at something else before we have to start all over again, because they did it wrong the first time.
Yep. 2004 Phillies. Tomei, Lieberthal, Polanco, Jimmy Rollins, David Bell, Pat Burrell, Marlon Byrd, Bobby Abreu, a combination of a couple of young players on the team.
Yeah. Who's that on this team?
Well, the young players, well, I mean,
like the guys who you
homegrown,
see that are like out
Reese,
okay,
Odubel, Nola,
yeah,
Bohm,
yeah, Bohm, maybe,
right.
Hoskins, maybe,
right? But like the other guys are like Harper's a mercenary,
yeah, everybody else was just signed through free agency,
right?
Or
McCutcheon's
trade, yeah.
a mercenary, so like it's not that they're like, because they're, unfortunately, they're maddening because just when they show you, like, all right, like, this team can make a little run here.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, lose a couple games. They're 500. After 102 games, they're 51-51.
Like, last, the doubleheader, right? When they lost that first game in convincing fashion, I was furious because there was no heart, no effort. It was, well, we'll just wave the white flag. We lost this game. You lost to a team who's trying to lose. Who half the roster is decimated with on the COVID IL, the other half's being traded away, and you lost in convincing fashion. And then you expect me to get super excited because you won in walk-off fashion when you were down 7-0 in game two? You lost to a you split with a dreadful team. There's no need to get excited. That's what bothers me, because they are more talented than than what you are seeing on the field. And that's where a lot of times I point to the manager who mismanages games night in and night out. And he clearly doesn't hold players accountable, and I think it keeps them from achieving their potential.
All right. Are you happy with what the Phillies did at the trade deadline? That's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit my friend Jim at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Support the home team. You won't regret it. Online, marks-jewelers.com. You can schedule an appointment with a diamond expert. John Johnson, are you happy with what the Phillies did at the deadline?
I am. I am not over the top, but I am happy. I am happy.
I mean, I don't think it's a – I don't think that, like, I'm not saying that Dombrowski should get fired or anything like that, right? Like, he made moves to stay under the luxury tax threshold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He gave up none of their top prospects in the minors. They gave up Spencer Howard, who they're probably frustrated beyond belief with. They got better with a starting pitcher and a reliever, so they're deeper on the bullpen. They have
improved their defense.
Yeah.
He's going to be back next week. They improved their defense by adding someone like Galvis, we don't know what it cost them, but I assume it's nothing.
Right. I do wonder if he could play center field. Never done it before, but
Play center field.
He's athletic enough to play center
field. He could play center field, yeah. He could. He could play corner outfield. He could play left field, right?
I would put him anywhere. What harm can it do?
McCutcheon missed an easy ball at the wall. I think that was game one yesterday.
Either way, yeah. But I remember, yeah, that was hard.
Yeah, it's a play you have to make. The mm-hmm. defense is bad, but, I mean, Galvis is like, he helps your depth on your team.
That's fine with
Galvis being here, but
right.
It's almost like it's not, I mean, you know, does it even really matter?
I mean, you really want them to go on and get someone like Chris Bryant and cost you whatever prospects you had left in the system? And all that would do was scratch an itch for 2 months, and then you'd be furious because there would be nothing left.
Yes, but it, you know, but what would it be like tomorrow night or whenever they, because they're on the road now. What would it be like that first home game with Chris Bryant coming up?
So, I mean, I of course I would watch and listen. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But I, you know, okay.
Yep. And the Cubs, and you know what the Cubs weren't doing? Cubs probably, I mean, did the Cubs include any money to the Giants there, Jack, in that trade? Because Bryant's salary takes over, takes into luxury tax territory.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they just got like a ninth prospect and the 30th prospect, but I think that's just about it.
And they took the salary, which the Phillies weren't willing to do. Guaranteed. Let's go to Joe in Turnersville. Joe, go ahead. All right, Mike, hold on a second. Sorry, I'm have a problem with the screener here. Punch up Joe there, Jack. Joe in Turnersville. Joe.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
We got you, Joe.
I was listening to you all, and basically the fellas that were saying that this trade is ho-hum, I'm on board with that. They had to do something. I'm probably the biggest Phillies fan there is out of all the Philly sports. Since 1964, I root for the Phillies, so I wanted them to do something. However, I just want to say this, and then I'll let you all comment. The real culprits here are Andy McPhail and that other kid. They destroyed this team. How can it be we can't put a center fielder on? How can it be we can't call someone up from AAA? This is a disgrace. You guys are blaming Girardi, and I get it. Some days he makes some moves you could scratch your head, but he has nothing.
Less about
nothing.
Girardi. Joe, let me ask you a question. How did Gabe Kapler do here as a manager?
He did okay.
My point with Girardi, Joe, was less about Girardi and more about Gabe Kapler. Gabe Kapler's managing a team right now. What did I say? 26 games over 500.
Yep.
Right? And with the Phillies, he was the problem. It wasn't the roster, wasn't the team, even though everybody hated the general manager and the team president, right? Like, it was like, no, he's the problem. They can get 10 more wins a year with Joe Girardi. He's the problem. It's him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the players. It's not everything else. He's not holding the players accountable. Like, it's him. And it'll change with Girardi, and it hasn't.
Yeah.
It's a flawed roster.
Listen, I know, but what am I going to do? What are we going to do, sit here and just mope about how Klentak and McPhail were dreadful at their jobs for 5 years? We can't do anything about that now. The only thing we can focus on is the now and the future. If we keep looking on the past, there's nothing more to talk about. They sucked. Andy McPhail was horrible at his job, and he's still employed by the organization.
If we don't, we don't.
Matt Klentak was horrible at his job, and he's still employed by the organization.
Zach Wheeler wasn't a bad signing.
Are we going to go through a checklist of two or three good moves he did make? The 50?
Klentak got fired for good reason.
Yes.
He got fired for good reason. Our buddy Linda from Mayfair wants to react to the trade deadline. Hi, Linda.
Hello, gentlemen. Mr. Jan Janssen, this is not for you, sweetheart.
What's that, Linda?
So don't get up and leave. I'm going to come down there and choke you, you son of a gun. I'm going to take your bottom lip and pull it up over your head.
Wow. Jack, she's talking to you, I think.
Honey, can't you allow me? Because I had a crap week.
I'm sorry.
I went in the hospital. I didn't take his with me because I knew my blood pressure would go through the ceiling, and I'd be in there for 2 weeks. I come home and turn yous on. I'm all happy over the trade. By the way, I love Ian Kennedy. We got a starter. We got a reliever. And I love Freddie Galvis. As a matter of fact, if you guys listen to the broadcast, they still talk about his glove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't watched him recently because I haven't been able to. But I'm happy, guys, and I'm not going to apologize for loving my Phillies. I followed them since I was 9 years old. That's 1957. I ain't going to give up now.
All right, good.
I still love you. So don't get upset.
How's the health? You okay?
Oh, hell, you know me. I'm Italian. nothing's going to bother me. I love you. Bye now.
All right, Linda.
Thanks, Linda.
Be well.
See? Everything's fine. We should be happy. It's something, right? I wasn't expecting an earth-shattering transaction. I was expecting some small upgrades, and that's exactly what they did at somewhat minimal cost. And all of a sudden, everybody loves Spencer Howard. What is there to love about that guy? There was nothing he showed as a pro that gave you any hope he would correct himself here. It was done. It was over.
Nothing.
And now you have a little bit. You have a small upgrade to give you hope to pay attention to the divisional race now.
Yeah.
This is good.
All right. If you say so.
Would you rather me
Does
just
make
say
him good enough?
No. Well, I don't. Probably not.
Ultimately, that's the problem. Then why do it at all? Then why do it at all if what you're doing is not, like, you know it's not good enough? Why do it at all then?
Because the alternative is too dreadful to think about. That's why.
What, be 500? They could be 500 with the moves they did. Listen, we'll see. We will see. He didn't sit on his hands. He may have been interested in other players. He had irons in the fire, as many people have now said.
I mean, there's not a single person who believes the Phillies can win the division. Everybody, anything you're going on off of now is hope, because it's so bad and the Mets won't pull away. That's all you have is hope with this team. And these acquisitions give you a little bit more of it, because you get more consistency with a fourth starter, a more guaranteed guy as a closer. You move someone else back to the pen, and you have an extra defender now.
All right,
the worst defensive team in the league.
215-592-9494. Are your phone calls? Trade deadline. Got a starting pitcher. Got a reliever. I'm gonna hold comment on the starter until I see him pitch three or four times. John Johnson.
Three or four times, or three or four innings.
Times.
Or
he should
time.
At least be able to go five innings. That's a good start.
How about this? I'll give him one time to pitch before I react.
You're going
to
give him three.
That's it. I'll give him one chance to start, and then I'll react.
Give him 25 pitches.
215-592-9494. Today's show, live from Chickies and Pete's, is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. We're in South Philly today, and Chickies and Pete's is hiring at all locations, full and part-time. Click chickiesandpete's.com. Coming up, we'll say goodbye to an infomercial legend. And also take your phone calls. Are you happy with what the Phillies did at the trade deadline? Back into the Eagles stuff as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about BetMGM for a second. Raise the stakes with BetMGM because it's the best time to sign up. They're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Phillies or Pirates and either team hits a home run. BetMGM is always ready to help you turn big plays into major paydays. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. So download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use the code MARKS100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Phillies or Pirates and either team hits a home run. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.